Gina Ceramelli Meckley makes fighting dance, and I'm not exaggerating. She's one of the few women to be a certified teacher from the Society of American Fight Directors. Her work credits include virtually every performing arts organization in the city, plus Opera Theater of St. Louis and the Alabama Shakespeare Company, among others. Welcome, Gina.
Thank you.
When it comes to Shakespeare and ballet, probably the most famous fight scenes are from Romeo and Juliet. What are the challenges you face when working with a musical score and a choreographer? That can't be easy.
Right. Well, certainly being with Victoria Morgan at the Cincinnati Ballet definitely helps. She is really wonderful to collaborate with, and she allows me to throw plot ideas at her. She allows me to find the emotion in the music and share those concepts with her. So then it's a lot easier to build what we're trying to build. Now, insofar as creating a fight that is set to music, sometimes it's easier because the music does speak to me. It says to me, here is where a cut is going to be happening. Here is where the injury happens. Here is where there's a slash or any other kinds of crazy fight moves that I feel like naming. But the hard part about setting a fight to music is actually the rehearsal process. It is difficult to work a fight in slow motion and in a slower pace so that it remains safe. But when you're trying to time it out to a song, that gets very tricky. So I know that the dancers have to be very patient, and we do play the music at a slower tempo and eventually build up to what we would call show speed. And that is quite a long process.
We assume that dancers are lithe and graceful and balletic, of course. But are there special techniques or steps that you have to teach them or demonstrate?
Very much so. We actually, this is another thing that the ballet has become wonderfully understanding about. When I first go in, I don't just start with the choreography itself. They allow me to teach a few days of stage combat classes. It is an entirely new terminology that many of them have not been exposed to yet. Stage combat is a form of dance. So I do have to do a quick crash course on all of the terminology, the correct ways to wield a rapier or a knife or unarmed for a show like Romeo and Juliet, which of course is going to be different than what we might do in a show such as Camelot, where we're dealing with broadswords. Then it becomes a different style of dance. Within all of the preparation of learning a fight, I am able, though, to compare the moves and the names of the moves to the ballet world. I started as a ballerina. I used to dance with the ballet back in the dinosaur ages. And so I do have an ability to transcend the terminology in both. And I think that helps a lot to be able to say, in the ballet world, a glissade is this. Here's how it is similar to rapier and dagger work.
I remember dancer and now the American Ballet Theater's artistic director, Kevin McKenzie, saying that in this ballet, in Romeo and Juliet, dance is a contact sport.
Yes, very much so. I do really enjoy the contact sport of stage combat in and of itself, as well as dance. And I think that is how I ended up, once I finished my dancing career, how I did actually end up crossing over into the world of stage combat. The really fun part about Romeo and Juliet and doing the fights is the dancing itself obviously needs to look beautiful. The fighting needs to be executed beautifully, but it needs to look horrific. And that is a really fun balance to try to find when you are working with dancers who are trained day in and day out to look stunning. And I, on a lot of these things, I'm asking them not to look stunning.
Well, you mentioned that the music gives you a lot of cues.
Yes.
Shakespeare doesn't give us a lot of cues. It will just, you know, you just make the assumption that this is going into a pretty heavy pitched battle. So when you are working on a stage play, how does that figure into constructing these fight scenes?
Luckily, I do hear music within the words of Shakespeare. I look at the verbs. I look at the actions that are being expressed. And to me, that does correlate into tempos. It does correlate into various note values. And in a strange way, the words on the page, if I hear them out loud, if I say them out loud, I do literally hear the music of a character. Then you can look at the cues within the text. It does say about Tybalt that he is the very butcher of a silk button. Mercutio calls him the passato sodo, the punto reverso, which are actually stage combat rapier and dagger moves. So it's very clear in the text what style of a fighter Tybalt is. It is very clear in the text as well how obnoxious Mercutio is, and he fights the same way. So as long as I have enough information or a handful of adjectives that I can pull out of the script to describe a character, then I am off and running with a fight that hopefully grasps those same adjectives.
Is there a play that you especially enjoy working on? And can you give us some more examples of how the words give you the cues?
Absolutely. My absolute favorite play is the Scottish play. I know we're not in a theater, but I'm still not going to say it. So I'll let you say it, Aaron.
I've just finished reading James Shapiro's book on 1606, and he says that's such an American thing, the Scottish play and all that. Yeah. So Macbeth, tell us about working with Macbeth.
I'm happy to. I think I really like doing the fights for the Scottish play because the way the show is written, the language is put together, the poetry is put together with a lot of shared iambs, which means that various characters are sharing the tempo of each line, which makes it a very fast-paced show. So I really enjoy picking up on that speedy energy when these fights are just flying through. He goes at the end of the show, spoiler alert, he goes through so many different characters just hacking and slashing. And you can feel that in the pace of the text. The other thing that I do love is when people at the beginning of the show add a fight to show the kind of hero that Macbeth is at the beginning of the show. They do refer to him in the text as, they say, his sword smoked with bloody execution. They're talking about that he carved out his opponent from the nave to the chops and fixed his head upon our battlements. So those images are very clear that he is an absolutely ruthless but heroic fighter. Nothing stands in his way. So I do enjoy it sometimes at the beginning of the show when people add a fight to show the bravery and the strength of this character. It makes his fall even more tragic.
Is there another play with or without fighting that you really love? Could be without fighting too.
It would be Measure for Measure.
Very interesting
choice.
It's
not done a lot. And
it's a very complicated
play. It's a very, very complicated, but it's like most of Shakespeare's pieces, it is timeless, but I also feel that it's ahead of its time. You could absolutely look at it as almost a feminist piece, a statement on what could happen to women, quote, in the workplace. I realize they're not in the workplace, but certainly the approach to the equality that should exist between a male and a female is definitely ahead of its time. I do really enjoy Measure for Measure.
Well, thank you so much. As I said, you make the fighting dance and you make us think about what goes into constructing what looks seemingly natural flowing out of these dances and these shows. Gina Ceramelli-Meckley is an actor, a choreographer, and a fight director based in Cincinnati. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.
When to the sessions of sweet silent thought I summon up remembrance of things past, I sigh the lack of many a thing I sought, and with old woes new wail my dear time's waste. Then can I drown an eye, unused to flow, for precious friends hid in death's dateless night, and weep afresh love's long since cancelled woe, and moaneth the expense of many a vanished sight. Then can I grieve at grievances foregone, and heavily from woe to woe tell o'er the sad account of forebemoaned moan, which I new pay as if not paid before. But if the while I think on thee, dear friend, all losses are restored, and sorrows end.